us about the flute, so you understand about it, and what it's been doing.
So I'd like to just introduce a little bit about what we try to achieve at the beginning of the flute playing process. If you're not a flute player parent, feel free to let your minds wander freely over this little moment if you want to. If you're interested in the flute, then feel free to pay attention. So you may have got some emails, some notes from me saying we need our flute players to play with our best sulky face when we play. I'm sure many of them may have practiced their sulky face over the years they've been alive. The reason we do that is because it sets everything up really nicely further down the line. So I thought I'd give you a demonstration of my smiley face sound and my sulky face sound and see if you can hear the difference. So this is my smiley face, the sound I don't really want to hear when I'm hearing people about. So you can hear there, I'm really tight and really smiley. So if I now go to my best sulky pouty face, hopefully you'll hear a difference, fingers crossed, after all of these years. Have so much more flexibility over the instruments, and we try really hard to get them to play like that at the beginning to enable stuff further down the line. So when you see that random, can you make sure you're doing your sulky face, that is the reason why. The other thing we try really hard to set up is holding the flute properly. Holding the flute is actually really, really tiring, and we're really lucky here we've got some nice plastic flutes for them to play on, because this type of flute is actually really heavy for a year three hand to hold. We're out here. I doubt very many of us walk around like this all day. I think you may get a few physical eyebrows if you're walking down the street like that. It takes some time to build the stamina up. So what we try really hard to do is allow our right hand position to develop so our thumb stays in the right place. So all of that nagging you get from me about are you holding everything in the right spot, is everything in the right place, it sets everything up further down the line for us to be able to play really, really well and access much more difficult music. The last thing that some of these people have achieved behind us is the use of the tongue when we play. We actually use our tongues to separate notes out. So at the beginning, we're trying to get them to go at the beginning of each note. So we separate the notes out like that. That's to facilitate further down the line when we have to go a little bit faster. Be able to do things like that. So getting the basics right at the beginning is really important and allows us to facilitate much, much more difficult music further down the line. That's enough about the flute, let's do the next piece.
So the idea is having these little demonstrations. I remember with my kids when you've been told you've got this stuff to do at home and you've in some respects understand what the heck they're on about. Just a little bit of an explanation, so when they're getting stressed and we all know the tears and whatever, just so you can understand how to support them with their practice, because if you're helping the practice, even if you're making the tea at the same time, whatever, you supervising, I can tell you now, makes all the difference. Right, everyone stand up, we're going to do Tour Twilight. We all turn to Tour Twilight, have we got it?
Just flutes.
Once through, just the flutes. Right, clarinets aren't playing this. Right, there's clarinets sit down, we'll probably be making that up. Right, just the flutes, hence. That's why Mr. Smith is just done his talk. Right! Two, ready, and.
Nice and level
with the piano, please. 1, 2. Doing a piece that does involve everybody, and everybody should know Hot cross buns. Yeah. Do you know hot cross buns?
Yeah.
Good. Well, here we go. Now, flutes are first, then clarinets. This is that piece you just heard had two notes. This has three. B and G, whatever it is. Right. So flute's twice through, clarinet's twice through. Oh, it's getting complicated. Right. One, two, three, go. Oh, hang on. It's an introduction, I'll bring you in. I promise. Two, three, go.
One, two, three, go!
Right, so, Mrs. Taylor's going to talk for a few minutes just a little bit about the clarinet, and then we've got a couple of pieces to finish. So, are they doing well so far?
Yeah.
Are you proud of them? Here we go. So often, when we've had people come to us, you know, many years before, they'll never let their names written beneath them. They don't believe in that. Read the music, life's so much better. So, you know, they're reading this. That's at this age, this is incredible. I can tell you that now. What are we doing?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells! Who's doing this? Flute first time, clarinet second time. Here we go! Come on, clarinet, let me stand. Here we go. Jingle bell, boogie. One, two, ready, go! Two, three, and... Ready, clarinets, jingle bells.
With the introduction.